This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Minnesota Vikings have made a decision at quarterback, according to ESPN. They're going to be rolling with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback this year. Kevin Seifert, who covers the Vikings for ESPN, says, according to his sources, they are not going to pursue bringing in Aaron Rodgers this year. There was the rumblings and the rumors that Aaron Rodgers was they were waiting to decide on Aaron Rodgers and his future and where he wants to go. They've pulled the ripcord on that and
said, nah,
we're going to roll with JJ. And that's what we talked about yesterday, too, and all this is that they've built a roster to help with J.J. McCarthy. When you have Justin Jefferson, when you have Jordan Addison and T.J. Hockenson and Aaron Jones, right, you are looking at a team that is built to win with a quarterback. But what they did in bolstering their O-line and adding depth in the backfield, that was we need to be able to run the damn ball. And that's what they're going to try to do. And you want to do that with any quarterback.
Yeah.
But it looked like all of the moves were young quarterback. How do we build around him?
Yeah.
Not an aging veteran who's going to take up a bunch of money. Because Aaron Rodgers is still going to want his money.
Yeah, for sure. And it's an interesting move, I guess, is the way I would go with it. Because it doesn't feel like they're doing this confidently. The fact that you're even entertaining the Rodgers stuff just lends me to believe that even if JJ hadn't torn his knee, you're like,
Well, it's a great unknown because the guy, he's the first-round quarterback to miss his rookie year due to injury. Like, the entire year. Mm-hmm. He got surgery in August, and they didn't see him. So there is a great unknown at what you have with JJ McCarthy because everything coming out of the draft was between the ears. J.J. McCarthy has it, right? He has the demeanor. He can handle a huddle in a locker room.
And there's plenty of talk about McCarthy being the guy that they were going to go into the season with. I still don't was entirely true.
Well, it's the physical attributes that you just don't know.
Yeah.
And they drafted him knowing that, but they had brought Sam Darnold in for the, just in case. Mm-hmm. We're going to see. And they're still at that point. Because you really don't know until he gets out there and he starts playing.
Yeah, you don't know until the live bullets go.
It is familiarity with the system, the offense, and the people that he's around. I think that is a huge leg up in not playing last year. And he just got to sit back without the pressure of, hey, put in McCarthy.
Put the headset on and just absorb.
Darnold never gave them a reason to have those kind of rumblings until the very end of the year. But now you can see you can feel a little bit more confident in rolling him out there. But I'm with you in that it doesn't seem like they're doing this in a full-throated confidence. But I understand why you wouldn't. I totally get why you wouldn't do that if you are the Minnesota Vikings because J.J. McCarthy's never given you a reason to fully trust him as your starting quarterback because he's been hurt.
And he's never given you a reason for you to just say no, at least publicly. Now, behind the scenes, we don't know what that is. But it's definitely, I've got an eyebrow raised looking at what they've got going on there and going, okay, Like, I mean, you invested real draft capital. You think he's going to be the guy. To be honest, I love the fact, not that I don't know if he got hurt, but I do love the fact that he sat for a year. Mm-hmm. I genuinely do. And I wish more teams were not only willing, but capable of doing this, in that more often than not, it's beneficial. And everybody's like, well, Jaden Daniels. I'm like, yes, you're right. Jaden Daniels. The first time we've seen a rookie quarterback be otherworldly successful. Now, CJ Stroud was good. Don't get me wrong. He was really good his rookie year. Those are the rarities.
Yeah, I've looked this up, in that the boom bust aspect of a guy starting from day one, mm-hmm. as opposed to sitting a year, it does skew more to, if you sit a guy, he is better off. But it's not as dramatic as you would think, because every quarterback is a boom bust guy.
Yes,
like in that you don't know until you get him on the field. But I think that if you're taking the third quarterback off the board in a draft, at that point you go, it does behoove you to sit him for a year, because there's a reason why he wasn't one of the top guys. Like Jaden Daniels, he was one of the top guys, and he seamlessly moved in there.
Also older,
Bo Nix in Denver was a perfect marriage of system and quarterback.
Also older.
And McCarthy is, he's not young.
No, but I mean, like, you're talking about two fifth-year guys in Daniels and Nix?
Yeah. But J.J. McCarthy is still, he went through college, played in a pro-style offense.
Sure.
But the system and the style fitting what you do, mm-hmm. that has to be paramount. And we just didn't know that about J.J. McCarthy, because he was we're going to line up double tight and I formation, mm-hmm. pound the ball down your throat, and I will get nickel and dime, almost Russell Wilson-esque, mm-hmm. of hit you with play action. He wasn't asked to do what Kevin O'Connell's offense does.
No.
And Bo Nix was asked to do exactly what his strengths are. Jaden Daniels with Cliff Kingsbury was asked to do exactly what his strengths are and the things that he did throughout college. J.J. McCarthy wasn't going to be doing that.
No, and that's the thing that I question with this, is that Vikings offense and what, and this is my personal criticism of J.J. McCarthy and what people thought of him, and how, like, I don't know how you project a guy that was never asked to shoulder a burden of an offense ever at Michigan, mm-hmm. and be like, yeah, no, we're going to make him shoulder an actual burden, and we're going to run a very complex offense. It's going to be pass heavy, and you've got some of the best targets in the NFL, and you're going to be tasked with getting them the ball frequently as the lead guy. And I'm like, he didn't do that once at Michigan. Like, I never got that.
Yeah,
I think quarterback's projection thing and how everything could be different.
But I think he did win them games.
He did win them games, but you never went into a game going, J.J. McCarthy is going to throw the ball for us 25 times for us to win the game.
He got them to the right, and this is the thing that Harbaugh always said. J.J. McCarthy had such a mastery of the offense, he got them to the right play.
Which matters.
That's the most important thing.
It matters.
Like, I think that is the most important thing for any quarterback, is get you to the right play. And that comes with your preparation, your acuity, and what you can do pre-snap. And that's where J.J. McCarthy is going to thrive. That's why I think what the draw was for Kevin O'Connell. But the questions of, can he do it and throw the ball 30, 35 times in a game? And can he put it exactly where Justin Jefferson needs to get it to make a play on it? Those are all things that TBD, right?
And I'm not saying, I am not out on him like I was with, like, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, I'm like, no, do not want. McCarthy, like, he's going back, you know, leading into the draft and watching some of his tape, I was like, he's got tools. It's mm-hmm. it's not like you're like, oh, he doesn't have an arm. Oh, he can't put the ball where it needs to go. It's just, he was never asked to do it.
Yeah. But he was. The Rose Bowl, he had some pretty incredible throws against Alabama.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean.
But I'm talking
He put the ball in some tight windows. And, yeah, because that was the system, the style, and, you know, the most of those checks in that offense. And that's going to be the part that is going to be the interesting one, is he's going to be asked to check to a far different style of offense than he was at Michigan, which was, oh, you're going to lighten the box? Well, we'll just run it down your throat. Oh, you're going to have your linebacker playing, you know, a half a yard over, it's okay. We can get outside and we'll climb because they had an incredible offensive line. There's a lot that's going to be determined with JJ. He's a rookie quarterback this year, and that's it right there.
So just as a singular point here, he attempted more than 26 passes, yeah, or 26 or more, 10 times in 40 games. Those came against Purdue, Indiana, TCU, which that's a big one, Illinois, East Carolina, Iowa, Michigan State, Alabama, in which he was 17 of 27, and he did have the big-time throws, Rutgers and Maryland.
Yeah.
So twice on the big stage that he attempt more than 25 passes, and in neither of those games was I guess the Alabama one was a good game as far as overall consistency, but against TCU, 20 of 34, two picks. It's like that's my whole thing. It's like most of the time it's the game management stuff. And if that's what you want to be, and that's what you that's the thing that you're going to do with him, great. But if you're going to have all of those weapons, it just feels like a weird fit to me.
Yeah. And I mean, we can go down the list of quarterbacks that had prolific stats that sucked in the NFL.
Oh god, yes. God, yes.
So, the style of offense that he played in was pro style with Harbaugh.
100%.
And he's, I think he's going to be good. I don't think he's going to be elite. And like this text or fan text line, 503-864-6326. Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl. He ain't no Dan Marino.
You're not wrong. But Minnesota Vikings don't have that defense.
Their defense is good.
It's good. But
their defense is really damn good.
It's good, but that Eagles defense is the best defense in the league.
Yeah. They don't have a Justin Jefferson either.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
They got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, which are good.
Very good.
And they got Saquon Barkley, mm-hmm, which is really good.
Incredibly good.
But you just got to be good enough.
My whole thing
that
is...
That division is really tough.
It's not that he's bad. I have hesitancy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, he will be the guy in Minnesota, and we'll see kind of where the Vikings go from here.